Unit 11, Track 3. Mr. Österdal, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. My name is Martin Österdal and I'm the Executive Supervisor of the European Broadcasting Union, which organizes the Eurovision Song Contest.
Everybody has watched Eurovision at least once, but can you give us more details about this huge event?
Of course. Being the biggest live music show in the world, Eurovision is an international song competition organized annually in May.
What about the history of the contest?
Having started following World War II, the Eurovision Song Contest has a comparatively long history. It was held to help reunite the divided European countries. Everything began in Switzerland in 1956 with only 7 participating nations.
How many countries take part in the competition now?
41. There are also millions of viewers who watch this enormous international event live on TV.
How is the winner chosen?
It's well known that countries cannot vote for themselves.
What about the process of voting?
Well, each country is represented by a singer or group which performs a song live at the semi-final. Later, 26 of them are chosen for the grand final. To determine the best song, each country votes by using televoting. Another set of votes comes from the professional juries in those countries. The country with the most votes is the winner.
The winning country hosts the following contest next year.
Exactly.
I see. Are there any other rules of the contest?
Of course. Each song must be live and no more than 6 people can be on stage during the performance.
Including the dancers?
Yes.
I see. Should all the songs be in English?
No. They can be in any language, but participants usually prefer to sing in English.
They prefer it in order to be understood by a larger number of audiences and reach more people, don't they?
Yes.
Thank you for your participation, Mr. Österdal.
My pleasure.